What do you do when things don't go as planned in your creative journey? We're going to get really, really personal on this episode of Your Mic.
Your Mic, Freddy Krueger, speak your mind. Podcasters unite, leave haters behind. Growth, branding, hustle grind. Your mic shines bright, one of a kind.
I want to talk to you about failure. And something that I've experienced quite a bit of in my writing life. Now, if you know anything about me, then you know that I have been in radio for much of my career, about half of my life, 26 years, okay? But in 2018, I decided that I wanted to write a book. And so I wrote When America Fell Silent. And that book was okay. It was an all right debut novel. Did it sell a bunch of copies? No. Because if it did, you and I would probably not be having this talk right now. Because I'd be on an island somewhere writing more books. But it didn't do as well as I had hoped. At the time, I was still in radio, and it got murdered by an online publication. And the fact that it got murdered really only, it made me angry for a short while, but what really made me angry was that the algorithms favored that online publication's brutal takedown on my book. And so it was at the top of the Google rankings for a long, long time. And so anytime somebody would look up my name or look up When America Fell Silent, they would find that article. Whatever. Be that as it may, I had gotten inspired to write another book that was completely unrelated to the first one. And this one was They Canceled the DJ. And oh my goodness. 2020 happened, so I decided to not really publish it that year. And so I took a break from it, decided to go into full editing mode at the end of 2020 and publish it in 2021, which I did. Coincidentally, a lot of people took it as, because that was 2021 was when I left radio, a lot of people thought that was my sort of Dear John letter to radio. They canceled the DJ. The timing was really just coincidental more than anything, but the industry kind of wrote the narrative for me and is what it is, ain't what it ain't. But something about that book was that the publisher went out of business. And I didn't get paid any royalties. And I guess that's okay. Because when you look at it, at face value, wow, I didn't get paid any royalties. But there are people that were under her publishing wing that didn't even get books. People that paid upfront money and didn't even get a book, and here I've got a book. And of course, as an independent author, I possess all the intellectual property. So then that leads us to a book that I had already started in 2021, and that was Allow Me to Ruin Your Christmas. Probably my favorite book, if I was being honest with you. But with that book, there were a number of things that went wrong with that book and things that were out of my control and very unfortunate things, beginning with the death of the gentleman that was editing the book. He was co-owner of the publishing imprint, and these names they're not going to be disclosed in this episode. But, so he died suddenly over the course of a weekend. Really unfortunate circumstance. We had just signed the deal where they were going to take care of the editing. The cover looked amazing, looks amazing. And, excuse me, I have an eyelash in my eye. Yeah, so he passed away very suddenly over the course of a weekend, and his co-owner then had to take on the brunt of all the work. And I had thought at the time that we should not publish the book and we can delay, but apparently there's some back-end things with Amazon that if you tell Amazon that you're going to publish the book and on this date, then and then you pull the book from being listed on that date, then it creates a whole cascade of problems. And I don't know enough about the industry to really make a judgment or disagree with the owner, because I was paying him and he took on my book and whatever. So I'm like, okay, fine. And the book was published with some errors in it, some typos and whatnot, and things that I just wasn't happy with. And I'm convinced that it was because they took on so much after the unfortunate passing of one of the co-owners. And, you know, at the end of the day, as an independent author, it's on me because I should have done a better job of proofreading. You know, I could pay the professionals like I did, and at the end of the day, it's still got my name on it, right? But it doesn't stop there, because despite getting a favorable review in Publishers Weekly, okay, in which Publishers Weekly actually compared Allow Me to Ruin Your Christmas to a James Patterson novel, and then my book before that, before the Publishers Weekly review, my book was blurbed by Adam Hamdy, who is a best-selling author who's actually cohorts with James Patterson. Okay, he liked it. And so then you have the Publishers Weekly review. Despite those two very fortunate circumstances, the publisher decides to drop the book because of poor sales. And he gives me 60 days out before November. So what was it, 60 days before, 2 months before November? That will be September, right? Yeah. So it tells me in September that, well, due to poor sales and, well, we're going to go in a different direction. We're dropping your book. So I've got no book to sell during the month of November, which, as you know, is the month before Christmas. So I looked into hiring somebody to narrate the audiobook, and that didn't end up panning out for whatever reason. So I decided, all right, it's my story. I dictate the narrative. I can make this right. And so over the course of about a month and a half, I narrated the entire book and I put it up for free as a podcast. That way there was something for somebody to enjoy or not enjoy. I mean, it's not up to me to decide who enjoys my books and whatnot. But I've got Allow Me to Ruin Your Christmas as a free audiobook, but in the form of a podcast. So if you search by title for Allow Me to Ruin Your Christmas, you'll find it there and you can listen for free. And so I'm telling you all of these things, and I promise I'm tying it back to podcasting, because there will be so much that goes wrong that is outside of your control that is even unfortunate. We're talking, in my instance, we're talking about the unfortunate death. A man died, okay? There are things that will go wrong throughout the course of your podcast journey, or even throughout the course of your business journey, your employment journey, whatever it is you do throughout the course of your life, okay? But back to podcasting, there are going to be a lot of things that just don't go right when it comes to putting out your episodes. And so it is our job as hosts and co-hosts and producers and creators and coaches to find ways to work around the obstacles that we think are in front of us. In this instance, we're talking about Allow Me to Ruin Your Christmas and getting dumped during the holiday season. And that sucks. It does. Oh, by the way, fun fact, I had literally nobody show up to one of my signings at Murder by the Book in front of one of my daughters. And you talk about something that was very humbling. Yeah. I did get to meet a couple of people who happened to be at the bookshop where I was doing the signing. Thankful they bought the book, of course. Did anybody show up? Like, were there legions of fans? So I'm just letting you know that there are parallels between writing a book and hosting a podcast or even being a musician or some sort of an artist, right? That there are going to be so many different things that play into whether or not you're going to be successful or unsuccessful. So it's up to us and our attitudes and our philosophy and our mindset to determine whether or not we press forward in the face of something that doesn't go as planned. And so that's it. Rant is over. If you find you got something useful out of this episode, please consider sharing and subscribing. And we'll talk to you next time.